We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, better late than never. Took a little while. But the Wichita State baseball schedule is now out. Northern Colorado, opening weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Shockers will play quite a few home games before hitting the road, and the schedule gets plenty tough in early March. We bring in the doctor, I suppose, Lauren Hibbs, director of ops. That's his big thing, the director of ops, helping to put together a schedule, and I don't even know how to phrase the question. Good morning, Scooter. We appreciate having you on. How tough it is and what parameters you had to try to put together a college baseball schedule in a pandemic. Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of how tough it was?
Well, good morning, first of all. It's not real good baseball weather today, is it, guys?
Not today, no.
No.
challenging, to say the least, putting the schedule together. I mean, y'all know better than anybody that, you know, we're trying to play as many top 100 RPIs as we can that'll play us home and home. So that's kind of the first criteria. And then kind of go from there, depending on how that goes. The AAC kind of threw us a little bit of a curveball where we cannot play any midweek games once we start AAC play.
Yeah.
And we had Oklahoma State for three games this year. We had Oklahoma for three games for this year. And obviously KU and K-State playing them each home and home. And kind of all those games got blown up once that decision was made by the AAC. So, we kind of regrouped and added Arizona for four games, which I think is going to be great for our program to go play them. And they're committed to return to Wichita sometime the next couple, two or three years to play us. So that'll be a good deal.
Nice.
And just, trying to just piece it and put it all together. You know, a lot of leagues are only playing 40 to 45 games. I mean, we're at 54 right now, which I think is kind of amazing considering all the COVID issues and all the situations that we've kind of been thrust into. Also have the testing protocols that we have to adhere to, and anybody that we play has to test the same level that we're testing at in the AAC. Mm-hmm. So, which is two times per week, and that kind of gets complicated when you start talking about traveling and getting on planes and buses and all those things we have to do to try to play. But all in all, I think it's really good and it's competitive, and we got a chance. If we win games, we got a chance to position ourselves for a possible at-large bid, which that's the goal for our program every year, is to be playing in the Sub-A tournament. So we're trying to position ourselves, to be able to do that.
Scooter, when you're putting it together a schedule, and obviously there are all sorts of factors beyond just setting a schedule in the face of a pandemic, but normally, do you take into account where your team is in terms of development when you're setting your non-conference schedule? Or is it, hey, listen, we're a program with great history, with cachet, this is where we need to be, and even if we have to challenge ourselves maybe a little bit above where our talent level is, we're going to do it come hell or high water?
Well, Bruce, you know Wedge, and you know me.
Right.
And I mean, it's, and Shane does too. I mean, I sat in Shane's house with Brent Kimmitz when we were trying to recruit Shane Dennis to Wichita State. So that goes way back too. And we're going to play the best we can play. I don't think we really look at, hey, we're here with the program. We're going to take on any challenge that we can. And the biggest thing is if we can get people to play home and home, and as many as those top hundreds that we can get RPI wise to play us home and home, we'll take that every single time and challenge ourselves. And And that's just part of the DNA here. It's part of, you know, what we're trying to get back and the mentality we're trying to get back in this program.
Lauren Hibbs joining us, former Shocker player, former Shocker assistant, former Charlotte head coach, and now director of ops at Wichita State. I guess maybe a two-parter for you, Scooter. How different has the director of ops job been for you? And how much has Eric Wedge leaned on you for example, putting together a schedule? Because that's basically what the director of ops does, with a little bit of input for the head coach. But the college game is new to Eric. So if you can answer those two, how's the director of ops job treating you? And how much has Eric been leaning on you in that role?
Well, the first part of it is I love Charlotte. You know, had raised three kids there. All those things, you know, on a personal level, and was able to leave that program in really good standing with a chance for them to move forward. Had 3 years left on a contract there that Mike Hill, the new AD, had given to me. And it was, you know, one of those situations where the only place I was going to leave for would be Wichita State. And when Eric was making the decision about, you know, whether or not he wanted to be the head coach here, once he decided that he wanted to do it, and the opportunity was offered to come back and help him and help this program and help this community, it was a yes, straight across the board. So Eric's been fantastic. I mean, y'all know how competitive he is. He's just a tremendous leader. He's given me a lot of freedom. And again, I respect that. We work really well together. And, you know, it's just a situation that's been about as good as I could hope for, you know, being at the age I am and being in this business for all these years to come back to Wichita and work for a guy that I have a lot of respect for. And you know, we got things going the right direction. You know, we didn't get a chance to finish it out last year, but with Eric's leadership and the people he surrounded himself with and all the things that we have going, I think it's a really good deal. So the second part, I guess, is just a lot of freedom with the schedule. Mm-hmm. I mean, have a lot of contacts and, you know, we know what the plan needs to be for us to give the best chance to be in that large team for an NCAA bid. And we're well on our way to making that happen. And not only for this year, but we do have verbal agreements with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State to play three times now moving forward instead of just twice. We got into a tournament in Frisco, Texas for next year that right now is going to include us and Texas A&M and Iowa. So that would be a great deal for us. And those tournaments are really difficult to get into at times. We got Long Beach State on a verbal for a home and home moving forward. And a lot of other things, you know, really happening in a positive direction. So our fan base should be excited. We're going to have, you're going to have some good home games, you know, with our AAC schedule this year. And then, you know, moving forward in the future, we got a lot of good things happening from a schedule standpoint.
Scooter, how important was 13-2 last year? Just the glimpse of it, just the feel of it, just the early returns of it. How important was it in moving this program forward?
Well, it is 13-2 is 13-2. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, we played that first game down in Louisiana, and it was you know, new for Eric because he'd never been involved in the college game, and he's got such a great feel for the game, and you know, managing the games, he's done it his whole life. And we did a good job keeping it close, but then we lost 11-0 the first game, you know, and I think that right after that game and talking, you know, right as the kids were going on the bus, you know, the message was going to be positive to our guys once he did address them. And I supported that and agreed with it. All of our staff did. And he did a great job of not, you know, panicking, so to speak, after one game and losing like we did. And I think that carried over into the next day. We played really well. Leometti threw very well for us, and we won. And then we really should have won the game on Sunday and had a couple things that didn't go our way. But again, the overall mentality and the leadership qualities that Eric brings and the way that we go about things from a mentality standpoint resonated with our players. And we got back home, had a few good days of practice, and then we went and won 12 in a row. So, you know,
yeah.
There's just never, and you guys understand this, there's never going to be panic. I mean, it's just, we've all been there. We've all done it. We've got a variety of, you know, of experiences. obviously Eric's leading the way, but there's not going to be panic. There's not going to be panic in practice or in game situations. And I think our players, even during a, 15 season or 15 game season, they're already feeling that. They understand that. They understand what the mentality is going to be. And I think that's going to go a long way towards helping us win games this year and in the future.
Talking to Lauren Hibbs, he's the director of operations at Wichita State, longtime head coach at Charlotte, and also obviously spent plenty of time at Wichita State as a player and a coach. The schedule is out. Chalker Baseball, of course, you can hear right here on KFH. All season long, starting the 19th against Northern Colorado. I want to get back to your top 100 theory and, RPI and scheduling the toughest schedules you possibly can year after year. If there were ever a year to take a break from that and just get some games in, boy, I would have thought this would have been the year. And can you speak to that? I mean, how tough was this? We're talking about going to DeLand, Florida, and playing two different teams in one trip. You talk about getting creative. You've done that this year.
Well, the background of that is Steve Tremper, who's the coach at Stetson, he was in the Northeast coaching for a while. And we always tried to play them when he was coaching when I was at Charlotte. We never could, but maintained that connection with him. He got the Stetson job. He's done a great job there at Stetson. And the backdrop to that is their AD is the chair of the baseball selection committee. So if there's a way to get our team in front of the chair of the selection committee, we're going to do that. So that's kind of the backdrop. So, and you guys know, I mean, when they get in that final, when they get in those final discussions on maybe, five, six, seven teams for a large bid, sometimes that matters. If somebody has seen a team play and they get that visual, it matters a lot. So there's a lot of things that go into the scheduling part of it. Again, the relationship with Steve and the great job that he's done with that program. And then their willingness to play, they're going to come back again. They're going to plan on coming back to Wichita and playing us, in the future. And it just worked out the right way. So again, just providing our program opportunities to get in front of people and to play the best we can play on a national level, because when we win games moving forward, that's going to help us with possible at large selection.
Yeah. Scooter, talk about the very real challenge that COVID is producing right now. It's great to have this schedule. The next part is actually being able to play it. When you're navigating just your own team's health in a regular season, it can be difficult enough. Now you're adding pandemic into it, and yet you guys are trying to move forward competitively and to put a team on the field and face a team on the field. The very real challenges that still are very much apparent for you guys on a day-to-day basis. Address that, if you would.
Well, 100%, Bruce. I mean, it's different than it's ever been. And as you mentioned, the challenges of just going through a regular season are pretty significant with midweek games and the travel on the weekends and all those things. But again, I think, Eric's done a good job. I think our staff has done a good job with our players. Our players have done a really good job of, trying to not put themselves in negative situations. And we'll see how it goes. A lot of this stuff has to do with contract, tracing as well. I mean, guys may not necessarily have contracted the virus, but because they're around somebody that's had it, then they have to go into quarantine, which that's a really big part of it as well, And again, sure. Complimenting our players because they're 18 to 22, and we've all been there, and to basically tell them you got to come to practice and then just go home and not do anything. I mean, that's a challenge in itself. But really proud of our guys. We got through the fall, got through all fall practice. We've dealt with a few issues. Because it's real. I mean, the virus is real, and we got guys that are committed to wearing their mask and, in practice and in the locker room, and we're trying to do everything we can to maintain, a high level and a high standard to keep our guys healthy. And we'll see. I mean, we got 54 games scheduled. I mean, we may get to the week before we play Northern Colorado, and they may have an outbreak, and we may not be able to play any games. We may be scrambling to play, whoever. So we're going to be fluid. We're going to adjust. We've tried to kind of learn from what football's done and what kind of basketball's done, the pluses and minuses with those two sports, and just, be flexible. That's the biggest thing. Just get up every day and see where we're at and make it the best day we can possibly make it.
Well, they open up February 19th against Northern Colorado, but from now until then, you can participate in the virtual fan day. That's Monday at 7 p.m. on Zoom. We're all familiar with Zoom. Go to GoShockers.com to find out more details. And also, a season ticket waiting list is available for those that wish to become new WSU baseball season ticket holders for 2021. So go to GoShockers.com or call 978-FANS if you want more information on the Shocker baseball season. Lauren Hibbs, Director of Operations, has been our guest this morning. We appreciate it. Lauren, good to catch up with you, and best of luck here in a couple
of weeks.
Thanks,
Scooter.
All right, guys. Enjoyed it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Lauren Hibbs, former Shocker great, assistant coach, former Charlotte coach, now Director of Ops. In his second season under Eric Wedge, 54-game schedule highlighted in the non-conference by a trip to nationally ranked Arizona for a four-game series, followed the next weekend with that trip to Florida we talked about to play Stetson and FIU, two games apiece. So that will, unfortunately, it'll be on the road. Won't see those guys at home this year, but hopefully in the future they'll come back. And in an interesting twist in the American, Wichita State will play Houston back-to-back weekends, eight games in a row. That's the only team in the American they're going to do that with, but I assume because of proximity, they'll open up at Houston and then come back and play them four more times the next weekend. So that's a true series, an eight-game series with the Houston Cougars at the beginning of April. So when in Rome, right? You do what you got to do. And
amen.
54 games. Keep our fingers crossed and knock on a bunch of wood. All right, it's 10:43, and it's time for OTD, courtesy of Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge.